Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to this episode of No Trends for the Wicked. That is a short show titled courtesy of one Johnny Davis. Thank you, Johnny. I'm Jack, and I'm thrilled to be joined by super producer Justin Connor.
I'm back, y'all. Back at it again. Let's go.
With his perfect teeth. How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. I'm glad to be back. I've been enjoying being part of the Zeit Gang. I've been getting positive messages. Still have not joined the Discord.
The Discord.
What's with the invite thing? What is this exclusive club happening? I have not been a part of Discord before.
Hit them up. Where do they hit you up?
At Jacon the Smith, JConTheSmith on Instagram, and only Instagram.
Only Instagram, folks.
Someone might have.
I know I could do it.
You could.
That sounds like a lot of me figuring things out.
Yeah, I wasn't going to pressure you with that. Someone will figure it out eventually. Yeah. It'll happen.
Hit them up.
Yeah.
I'm not going to do it. Come on, people. And it is a long weekend. We're heading into President's Day. We are going to take that opportunity to rest, to
God.
Trends, even though we are wicked. We are going to trends. So we're back on Tuesday. So don't hit any of our producers up being like, the episode's not up. The episode, which we recorded today. So if anything happens over the long weekend, we apologize. The episode will not cover that. It's kind of a silly one. We'll drop on Tuesday, and then we'll be back to our regularly scheduled programming.
Also, don't be mad at me or Jack if I edited the show wrong and left in the part where he said the date wrong. That might have he gracefully did a pickup.
I might have done that.
But you know, we're all human over here. We're trying.
We're all human, and I read whatever is in the prompter. People, yeah, there was just an exclamation point on the prompter. That's why I just shouted that part. A lot of typos in there. Anyways, Justin, let's tell the people what is trending, shall we?
Yes.
John Fetterman is trending. He's checked himself in for treatment for depression. And this is new and groundbreaking because he was honest about that. Was mm-hmm. just like, yeah, I'm suffering from depression. I'm going to check myself in for treatment. And I think, you know, there are a lot of people saying the right things and commending him for his honesty and pointing out that he is by no means the first politician to do this, just the first politician at this level to be open about it. But the conservative takes are pretty ugly.
Yeah, it truly stopped me in my tracks when I got the news alert about that. I was like, his staff came out and said he's being hospitalized for depression. I was like, my second thought was, has this ever happened before? That's really, truly groundbreaking.
Yeah. So he continues to, you know, be pretty groundbreaking in transparency and honesty while dealing with very difficult things. So shout out to him. Hopefully he gets better soon. His family gets through this, and, you know, the mainstream and conservative media don't completely turn this into the cancer that I'm sure they are already fully churning away, turning it into. The takeout had a list of the best foods to order takeout, which I don't know. I have my opinions on this. I think this changed with the advent in my household of the air fryer. Getting an air fryer really changed French fries from being a no-go unless I'm eating them in the car after they've been shoveled into my through my driver's side window.
Absolutely. I mean, me too. I have been blessed with an air fryer. It has definitely changed my life, but I'm also lucky enough to be in a centrally located area. I don't want to give the name of the chain away, but there is a chain that's like maybe 300 feet away from my front door. And it's really good. So when I order from there, the fries come hot. And that's the only place I order fries from. But this is the first time I've been lucky enough to be that close to a restaurant that I actually like. But unless you have that, you got to get yourself an air fryer. It really changes everything.
So they're putting burgers and sandwiches at number one, which I don't like. I'm not sure, I guess, what they mean by takeout, right? This is Nation's Restaurant News reporting. Mm-hmm. That they did a survey, a drive-through where you're eating it very soon after, but takeout where you're taking it home and eating it maybe 15 minutes after you get home, after you get the kids down at the table, get the table set, like the burger sandwich. Have you ever tried a hamburger sandwich before?
A hamburger sandwich.
Yeah. Have you seen these things? They're all the rage with the kids.
I mean, I've definitely been poor enough to not want to get the expensive burger buns and have been like, you know what, I'm just going to use some Wonder Bread and, you know, I don't know. Does that count as a sandwich?
I like a Wonder Bread burger when it just gets real sloppy.
Gets stuck to the top of the roof of your mouth. Yeah.
Yeah. It's like it's already doing the thing that happens when it gets stuck to the roof of your mouth, even before you put it in your mouth, because it's like the burger's so wet and greasy.
It's so wet and moist. See, that's the problem with takeout, though, depending on where you get it from, especially in sandwich form. If you're getting again, I think we covered this on the pod the other day, but, you know, sandwiches having, you know, sometimes you want that crisp vegetable. Like, I'm a person who, I don't like any, it's a controversial take, I don't like cooked or roasted vegetables, necessarily. I like that.
Period, point blank?
Period, point blank, for the most part. I really like the fresh, if I'm going to eat a vegetable, I kind of I want there to be a little bit of crispness and freshness, and I want it to be cold. I like the separation of textures and temperatures in a sandwich. I don't want it to be moist and heated. I don't even like it, when it comes out the oven. Like, I know many people find that delicious. If I'm going to get carrots or whatever, they got to be raw. I love it raw. I'm sorry. Yeah. It's delicious.
Ooh, baby, you like it raw.
I like it raw.
So you might be more of a fan of the number two, which they have as deli subs.
That makes sense to me.
That makes more sense to me than the burger sandwiches. Burgers and sandwiches. They're not required to be hot. The temperature is not as important. And burgers also, I think the thing we were discussing recently, they are not saved by the air fryer.
No, not really. But I can make do. Like, sometimes I will chef it. I'll put in maybe a little more effort than you might even want to with reheating fast food.
But taking it apart. You dissect it.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. I will take it apart and I will break out a little pan. I'll put a little olive oil in there. I'll heat up the burger separately from the bun. Yeah, there's a whole process there, and it can kind of revive it. I gotta say, it will never bring it back, to the original form, but it gets the job done.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. This list is just a little bit broad for me. And it doesn't seem like they're saying burgers and sandwiches are the best. It seems like there's a bunch of commentary on these things, but these are the categories that they've ranked.
Right.
Donuts they've got in there. Krispy Kreme, I think, is specifically mentioned. And it is a food that will... there are Krispy Kreme donuts in existence right now that will still be delicious after I'm dead. You know,
that is true. That's 100. But have you ever been to like someplace in the South where the Krispy Kreme donuts come right off the conveyor belt and they're so warm and hot? Like,
the best.
Yeah, they're super good. They're still going to be good later, but I don't know if they travel as well as if you're like in the restaurant and getting it right off the conveyor belt. I guess, you know, it's good, but for me, it kind of, you know, it's going to have a steep drop off, and then it maintains, you know, somewhat deliciousness, but that peak, I got to be inside the store for that, I think.
Yeah.
If I'm trying to get what I'm really looking for, I think I got to be in the store for that.
And then they have pizza, which I don't know if you know about this, but you can have pizza delivered. You can get pizza takeout. You don't have to eat in a pizza parlor. That's cool. Maybe give that a try sometime, maybe over the long weekend.
Yeah, the jury's been decided this feels like an
industry article that they were just like, I don't know, man, slow news day. But
Someone had to get their quota and this was it.
Pizza's great for the air fryer. Fries are great for the air fryer. Anyways, let's take a quick break. We'll come back and talk about some other stuff.
You like to watch new stuff, right, Zygang? I know I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new. Because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. And don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. And season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan. And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island and secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
And we're back. And there's a new story in Alabama where Anthony Mitchell was incarcerated for 14 days in Walker County Jail under hellish conditions and died of hypothermia on the 26th of January, according to a lawsuit filed by his mom. And the FBI is taking part in the investigation, but it would appear that they put this human being suffering a mental health crisis in a walk-in freezer. and he froze to death.
Yeah. I mean, all over, of course, what do you think? A welfare check. Like, I mean, he fired a gun while a welfare check was being performed. And does that mean a death sentence in this country? Yes.
Yes.
I mean, it's one of those things where it wasn't, it'd be almost at this point merciful to give someone a death sentence. They tortured this man for hours, for so long. And it's appalling because they, at their core, they being, you know, the authorities, whatever that means, they know how wrong these acts are. Because, again, one of their own tried to report it. She was not, there was a security officer who was there who had heard rumors of this happening. And she searched through the security tapes and found what they had done to this man. Her name was Karen Kelly. She was fired for trying
for
to say, hey,
it.
For reporting it, for saying, hey, this is a human being. They tried to cover this up. And so they know how wrong this is, and they still let it happen time and time again, which is why it's so hard to see people being like, hey, that shit is disgusting and sickening. That's why I want to be a part of this, to change this from the inside. And then you have people like a Karen Kelly who are like, hey, this is not right. I'm going to report this. And they're like, no, we're not changing anything. This is exactly what it was designed to be. And it breaks your heart.
It is really heartbreaking. These are crimes against humanity that are just happening. This is what the system is designed to do. And the investigation will treat it as, you know, this is a few bad apples, but it seems like it keeps happening. This is not the same story that we were talking about last week, the Harris County jail in Houston, where many people were dying over the course of like 14 months. This is a new one in Alabama, and it just, the system is broken and white supremacist and deadly. And yeah, I don't know. It's infuriating.
Yeah, because I mean, it's not even just the people who you would think are, again, the authoritarians in this, the jailers and the correction officers and the wardens who kind of participate in the violence and then let it happen. But it's also, unfortunately, the people not giving him medical treatment. Like, there's a whole system set up to be like, hey, all right, clearly this person is going through some distress, even though we don't have the conditions here to get them the best medical treatment, like the world-class medical treatment. We're going to do what we can and do our best. They didn't even do what they could for this man. And that is the part where you kind of lose all hope in the system in terms of like reform. Like, there's no reforming that. I think we've gone as far as we can in terms of where we go next. It's just more, I guess, death. And then people will be like, well, maybe we need to reform that. And then it's like, well, that's a little too far for me. And it's a never ending cycle.
And it goes back to the point that Joe Biden made, where he said that we don't need to defund the police. We need to fund them. Think about all the things we rely on police for. We rely on them to be psychiatrists. So he was making the point that that is the system that we have, and we need to double down on it instead of making the point that this is a fucking mess that started when Reagan closed all the, you know, mental health care facilities, and now the police do all of these jobs that they aren't meant to do and are in fact the worst fucking people to possibly put in charge of that.
Yeah, I mean, they you know, create a problem and try to sell the cure, and in with terms of, you know, we're not going to focus on mental health. It's never a conversation on mental health. It's never a conversation about care or compassion, because then you look weak on crime, and then you lose your constituents who want you to be some kind of, I don't know, medieval ruler or something. But there are over a million people in the prison system who have mental health issues.
Yeah.
We are already understaffed because we have the most populous prison system in the world.
Right.
How are you going to tell me that just throwing more beatings at people is going to help solve this issue. It's like, it's never going to work. We should, as you made before, the, you know, you made this case before saying that, like, you know, we have the most funded police force in the security force, whatever, in the history of the globe, history of the world. No one has ever been this funded to enact the laws of their society on the public. And we have every single year conservatives talking about how crime is out of control.
Right.
So you are essentially telling me that you have been useless your entire career.
Right.
And yet I'm supposed to trust you with my safety. What the fuck is that? Like, who buys that shit? And unfortunately, it's like half of America. It's unbelievable to me.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it creates a atmosphere where things that feed into their white supremacist worldview keep happening, right? Mm-hmm. Because that's what it's designed to do. And it creates a cycle that is sort of self-fulfilling and, yeah, self-reinforcing.
Yeah.
All right. Just a couple, like, kind of update things. The balloon controversy appears to, we seem like we're getting a little clarity on this. A hobbyist group says that one of their balloons that I think was like cost under $100 or under a couple hundred dollars was in the area of the Yukon when the U.S. military shot down something that they didn't know what it was and still haven't really identified. So like the front page of Drudge is still like, we don't know what it is. There's like this arms race happening between, in fact, the front page of the New York Times, like the top stories as we're recording this, U.S. and China vie in hazy zone where balloons, UFOs, and missiles fly. And it's all about like American officials are worried China is far along in developing military technology that operates in the unregulated high altitude zone of near space. And meanwhile, it just seems like it's what we said it was last week, that it was basically they widened after the, you know, Chinese spy balloon, they widened the aperture to be like, well, anything we see up there is now a threat. And they started seeing more stuff that has been there all along.
Yeah, it's incredible. Like, you see the system kind of play out, like, from the inception of a story like this. And you see it's like, this is the new threat target. And then it's a new story every single day. And it kind of, I think, reiterates the point of, you know, you can make anything public enemy number one from, you know, you have the powers that be. And then you have some sort of like nationalistic, like Jangoistic kind of implications in there. And then you tied it together with like a fascination of the unknown, and the media plays along, everyone plays along. And it's this, I'm worried this is going to get conflated with, you know, America has a history of otherizing and, you know, for lack of a better term, like alienating Asian populations, and the whole thing of like, you know, the Chinese government and aliens and them conflating that in like unknown foreigners and all of this stuff like coming together. It hasn't been fully like put out there yet. But again, we have also, I guess, over here on the liberal side expressed like no fear over a fucking balloon. And it feels like you can turn any foreign object into a source of terror if you're part of the conservative media cycle. And now liberals kind of feed into that as well on the other side of just like, oh, hey, this gets us ratings. Let's talk about this quote unquote UFO.
And the New York Times is like making this. And of course, the New York Times is a instrument of capitalism, is what we've kind of come to realize. And this creates a need to spend more on weapons and defense, this story, if you're reading it the way that they are, as like all of these things are a threat, as opposed to, man, do we have some egg on our face. It turns out that was a $25 balloon sent up there by a hobbyist group.
And I don't think that'll be talked about, even when it is, like when you find out, hey, you know, this was a hobby. New York Times isn't going to run a story about that. They don't give a fuck. They already put the narrative out there. But I don't know, man. It's a bunch of nothing.
And then there's also just some, so because the company that made the voting machines that Fox News was like, you know, Dominion might have been in cahoots with some foreign power and trying to overthrow democracy. Fox News allowed that to be said on their news channel. And so they got sued. And so now some papers and, you know, text messages are coming out in the public, and they reveal some things like the Tucker Carlson called Trump a demonic force and a destroyer on the day of the Capitol riot to his own producers. Like, see, that. So this is like what the people actually believe. They were also like making fun of the people they were having on their show who were claiming like election fraud, or like who were, you know, perpetrating the big lie. They were like, these people are idiots, right? Behind the scenes. But then when they got in front of the cameras, they were like, yeah, we agree with all of this shit.
This gives me hope that, like, at least, like, once a day, Tucker Carlson and his ilk are like, fuck, we fucked up. Like, they're just thinking, like, yo, we chose wrong. Like, god damn, we're so stupid. And then, like, all right, guys. You know, they just put on that face. Yeah, but
they're panicking on the inside.
Panicking real bad. Yeah, I love this.
That he's going to, like, age at, like, 5x the normal rate over the next coming decades because he is experiencing so much inner turmoil. I would love that version of events. I don't think that is.
No, I know. I was just saying this is a villain. He's going to stay around for a long time. He's going to have great skin for some reason.
I know.
It's just
the villains really
things.
Do. Yeah.
Yeah. They, yeah.
I think because they all end up being billionaires. so they just have human teenager blood bags that they're getting transfusions from.
Only $600 an ounce though. I mean, you know, I'm working my way up there.
That's right. All right. Justin, pleasure having you as always. Where can people find you, follow you?
You can find me at JCon the Smith on Instagram at JConTheSmith. Thank you so much, guys. Thanks for having me, Jack.
Awesome. We are back on Tuesday with a whole ass episode of the show. Until then, be kind to each other. Be kind to yourselves. Get the vaccine. Don't do nothing about white supremacy. And we will talk to y'all on Tuesday. Bye.
Bye.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
From BBC Radio 4. Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.